very much.
Okay, so thank you for having me, guys. My name's Inder Deol, co-founder of Disciplines, which is a British Asian online magazine. We started in 2008. Some of the reasons why we started, we didn't actually find... my actual background isn't anything to do with online journalism or media. Graduated from university with fashion design degree. Went into London for a little while, worked down there, a few fashion houses. Didn't really enjoy the whole London experience, missed the family and friends back here. Just being able to jump in a car and just drive and stuff like that. So came back here and started to just work in different kind of positions and different businesses. But my real passion was being creative. So one of the things that I found, kind of exploring and looking at ideas of what I should be doing when I was back here in Birmingham, was looking at the whole British Asian culture and what it was like for myself growing up being British Asian, and also looking at what's available online. Around that time, we didn't see there was a huge amount of real stories or real quality content focused around the British Asian lifestyle that I know. There was a lot of vertical sites out there dealing with fashion or music or art and culture, sport. There wasn't anything that was bringing them all together. So that was one of the things that I found quite strange, actually, because I didn't want to go from one site to another and not find all the content in one place. Another thing was that there wasn't a huge amount of content around some of the taboo issues in British Asian lifestyle. The domestic abuse, sex before marriage, drugs, alcoholism, all these things that we know exist in the British Asian culture. They weren't really being talked about or explored online. So we wanted to kind of have a way to talk about those, but then also to not to say that all these bad things are happening in the British Asian culture and we need to kind of say this is what's happening, but more of a case that if you're going through, let's say, domestic violence, here's someone who's actually been through a similar situation, who probably comes from a similar background to yourself, and here's an organisation that can help you. So we're signposting our readers to Barnardo's or other organisations that can help with domestic violence and other types of issues like that. Also, we wanted to help just generally people enhance their digital media skills, online journalism, English language, video, photography, design, all these things that we knew were there but probably weren't being explored that we felt really strongly within the British Asian community. And also we found that there was a lot of Asians editing videos behind the scenes, doing the technical stuff, JavaScript, all this kind of side of it. There wasn't many Asians being seen on the TV screen in front of the camera. You'd see a lot of the guys filming and stuff like that, but there wasn't many in front of the camera. So what we decided to do was to have our own video channel and encompass a lot of videos within our articles. So that's a little bit about why we started and how we started. From there, we kind of grew quite rapidly. That was back in 2008. One of the things that we found was the content that we were producing around the taboo issues was actually being read quite well. It was being shared well on social media, Facebook and Twitter. We started getting quite a lot of recognition for those articles simply because there wasn't anyone else willing to talk about those kind of subjects, a bit like the elephant in the room scenario. Nobody really wanted to talk about it. We all knew it was there. So that was one thing that we found quite quickly. And also we found that a lot of people wanted to give up their free time and kind of work with us and write articles for us and do videos with us and kind of just do anything really in terms of presenting and photography and all those kind of things that we would have struggled to kind of do without any real income when we first started. And so we started working with a lot of students who wanted to get into journalism or photography or video, all these kind of different subjects. So that was another good thing that came out of that. And now it's grown to a stage where, we've won a few awards. We're having on average 300,000 visitors every month coming online, reading our content, mainly from the 18 to 34-year-old kind of background. And it gives us the largest demographic in the UK for that kind of demographic. So we're producing daily online articles that are written and researched by our own journalists. We have an editorial meeting every week where we talk about articles that have done well, other articles that haven't performed so well, some of the reasons why they're being shared online, some reasons why probably those articles didn't get shared as well. And also looking at different strategic alliances that we can make with partners and how we can really voice the concerns of British Asians who are born and raised in this country to talk about subjects that they really know probably a little bit more than the counterparts simply because they live that lifestyle and they can talk about these issues where, as I said, initially there wasn't a whole lot of that happening. And that's kind of us in a nutshell, really. We're at a stage now where we're looking at really monetizing what we're doing. So over the last 7 years, we've just developed the platform. We have a team of 27 writers now, not only here in the UK, but also there's 8 in London who present with it for us from there, send up videos from there, do all the main videos from there, simply because the Bollywood guys, when they come, they go straight to London. They don't really come to Birmingham. The London scene is a massive platform for them. And also, we have 2 writers in India and 1 in the US as well who write from us from there as well. And we're simply growing our team. But as I said, we're looking at monetization now. We're really working with a lot of businesses to help promote those businesses that want to reach out to the British Asian community and present their services and their products out to that community so they can start buying and kind of hopefully getting a piece of that pie as well. So that's us in a nutshell. Any questions? Anything you guys want to know more about?
How would you say there was a hashtag on Twitter to do with something, Desi? So, for example, today there was a whole hashtag about how do Desi girls feel about living in the UK. How would you react to that? How would one of your writers react to that? Would they do a piece on it?
So, yeah. So, we have certain writers who... Well, 2-3 writers who just look at news. News isn't really a major part of what we do. We tend to do a lot more features.
Yeah.
More features, basically, because the stories are a lot more beefier. We can talk about different subjects and we're not really a news site, we're more of an online magazine, so our content is daily, but you can, you know, we can write an article today on domestic abuse, let's say, for instance, that could, we could still generate traffic 5 years down the road from that, simply because it's always going to be there, right? So it's always a subject that's always there. But in terms of the social media side of it, there is a hashtag like that. One of our researchers would normally research that, find out what the angle was, and then they'd possibly look at generating a story from that. But we'd also look at how much other social media hype is around that particular story. So we wouldn't just, because of limited resources, we wouldn't just write a story just for the sake of writing, just because there's a hashtag about it or because certain people want to talk about that subject. We'd also be looking at, well, if we were to write that story, what kind of return would we get back from it? Maybe we could make an alliance, maybe we could talk, maybe we could work at a business off the back of that. Maybe it's a subject that we did want to cover. We put it to the back, and now it's actually come to the forefront because news has broken out. Then yes, we'd probably look at that a little bit more closely. But we would look at all the other things around that simply because of resources. Yeah. Anything else?
Do you feel like introduction of Bollywood stars into the Western culture, like Deepika's doing Star and a film with Vin Diesel and Priyanka's got that show in America, do you feel like that's really helped your reach to kind of younger audiences and help people kind of see that Asian culture is actually interesting now?
Well, I think people like Deepika and Amitabh and Shah Rukh and all these guys, they've got massive followings already. They've got bigger followings in India and Pakistan and the US than they'll ever have here, simply because of the sheer numbers. You know, there's a hell of a lot more people in India than there is here, so they're going to have a massive following already. So they do bring a lot of esteem and a lot of, obviously, readers to our platform. But I think our main concern is, and our main reason why we started, was British Asian culture. So although they do have aspects and they do songs and they collaborate and they obviously come to London and they'll do a film and they'll do a release here, we will cover them. But our main concern is, I mean, we'll go out and we'll talk to people on the street about what they're doing for Diwali or what they're doing for Eid or just everyday people. So although the celebrities do play a part within that, sometimes those stories can actually do a lot better than the celebrity one, simply because, if I give you an example, if Deepika was coming here, they'd have another 20 different TV, radio platforms, online bloggers, us, and other media that will also be there. So one of the things we'd be looking at is, what are we going to get from our time and investment in game? Sending a crew down there to do a video interview, then to edit the interview, then to make sure that all the lip syncing is done right, the audio is done right, then we're producing an article around it, then we're doing all the social media around it. And again, that's time and resources, whereas we may not, you know, that might not produce a whole lot of reads simply because there's 20 other platforms who've done exactly the same thing or have already put it out because it's radio, it's instant. They may be doing something on TV which may go out that night or the night after. So if we're doing a video, and 9 times out of 10, if it is London and Deepika's coming down, we would do a video simply because she's a big star. what we tend to do in that situation, if there is a video that's going to take another 4 or 5 days to produce, we tend to put the article out first and then introduce the video later, simply because we don't want to miss out on the hits that we're going to get. As soon as that article goes out, within probably 15 minutes, we're in Google News, and a lot of other platforms aren't on Google News, especially from the British Asian kind of side of it, simply because they haven't got the all the kind of strategic things that Google wants you to have. You know, they want you to have daily content, they want you to have a certain amount of reach, they want you to be, you know, your article to be SEO'd right, images and videos and all tags, etc., etc. So, we do that, but again, we have to weigh out what the return is for us. I think the biggest thing for us is the taboo side, and the reason, like I said, the reason that is even to this day is that no one is willing to talk about all these subjects that relate to the British Asian culture. No one's willing to put their neck out and say, actually, this is happening. Maybe it's fear of retaliation, maybe it's fear of, you know, family or et cetera, et cetera. No one's willing to talk about these issues. So that's actually giving us a way bigger platform and springboard than Deepika and all these other guys could possibly do.